This episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop dreck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never was. From the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like to hear on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, The Desperate Hours, as is most of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to the coronavirus pandemic and the limitations it presents. Anyway, as I continue to veer off in another direction with this show, and I'm never going to completely give up garage rock. That's kind of the hallmark that I've been in radio for like the last 25 to 28 years. That's probably longer. But I'll be playing a few more songs from Italian soundtracks, as well as more song poems. We hope you dig it. Why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Memphis.
I'm a fool. Now I won't go far. Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Suit Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piendez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Many men wonder about Juan Rio. Many wondered too much, and they sometimes died. Rio was a southern gunman, and he had that southern pride. I remember when Rio came to town that day, he had a mean look in his eye. Everyone knew that before he was gone, at least one man would die. Now Rio wasn't an outlaw, but he sure had a troubled mind. And if any man wanted to fight and die, Rio was easy to find. He had 16 notches on the guns that he wore, and before he passed on, there would be many more. No one ever bothered Rio's woman. She was his and his alone. One man tried, and that man died as soon as Juan Rio came home. People were saying that Rio was bad, but the man had a lot of good. They said you'd better watch him, 'cause he'd kill you if he could. The last time Rio came to town, he saw the flashing of a meaner gun. You couldn't see a hint of fear in his eye. He was a brave man, he'd never run. Juan Rio fell with his face in the dirt. He was just too brave to run. But when Rio died, they found he had 30 notches on his gun. Juan Rio was very brave, but his own life he couldn't save. And now they're carrying him to his grave. Ballad of Juan Rio.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms.
I dropped my drink from my hand.
these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight is Link Ray and the Raymen with Ace of Spades, a track they originally released on Swan in 1966, but I got off the best of thing, missed on guitar, came on a Norton in 1995. Just heard Jay and the Americans with Come a Little Bit Closer, 7-inch released on United Artists in 1964, and this somehow managed to crack the top 30 when the Beatles and all the Stones and all the other British bands were invading our airwaves. And somehow cracked the top 30. Anyway, before that, by demand from the Cube, Mike Quirk has played in countless bands in this area over the last 25 years. Rod Keith and the Ballad of Juan Rio from the House of Japan compilation. No label on that. Came out on preview with an unknown date. And in fact, none of these song poems, or very few of them, have any release dates on them, presumably because they don't want to be found. Anyway, we kicked off the set and the show with Wanted by the Law by the Idols from Greece. I get that off the compilation Shaken in Athens. Came out on Sound Stories in 1997. Originally released on Parlophone in Greece in 1966. Hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internet, make me an ID. All I got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations, then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations, make it into a wave or an MP3, then email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, or if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, all you gotta do is like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and join the group. And then you can message it over there. Come on, throw me a bone. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
We'll be right back. I'm not a sexy guy. I know I'm not sexy. Well, this morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit-a-Loom guys giggling.
Yo te quiero mucho, mucho. Io ti amo tanto, tanto. Moi je t'aime beaucoup, beaucoup. I love you, I love you, I love you. Tu me fais perdre la tête. Che dolore alla cabeza. Non ragiono quasi più. Te quiero mucho, mucho. Io ti amo tanto, tanto. Moi je t'aime beaucoup, beaucoup. I love you, I love you, I love you. Te quiero mucho, mucho. Io ti amo tanto, tanto. Moi je t'aime beaucoup, beaucoup. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.
Are my methods unsound?
Oh, the rich people want what the poor people's got. And the poor people want what the rich people's got. And the skinny people want what the fat people's got. And the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world. The short people want what the tall people's got. And the tall people want what the short people's got. The little kids want what the big kids got. And the big kids want what the little kids got. You can never please anybody in this world. Oh, the girls with short hair want long hair. And the girls with long hair want short hair. Oh, the boys with cars want motorcycles. And the boys with motorcycles want cars. You can never please anybody in this world. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. There will always be one who wants it the opposite way. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who you see. There will always be someone who disagrees. We do our best. We try to please. But we're like the rest. We're never at ease. poor people's got. And the poor people want what the rich people's got. And the skinny people want what the fat people's got. And the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world.
I don't see any method at all.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. I heard James Bond and the Agents. Yeah, the guy's name was Jim Bond. James Bond and the Agents did Wild Angels from the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 9, the CD version, came out on Crypt in 2014. Hard to believe it's been almost 7 years since this was released, this compilation. Originally released on the Gold label in 1965, but at the Shags and Philosophy of the World from the album of the same name came out on Third World Records in 1969, but I ain't gonna lie, I lifted this track from the Songs in the Key of Z, the Curious Universe of Outsider Music compilation. Came out on Witch Records in 2000. Don Mimmo, and I love you mucho, mucho. I love you mucho, mucho. Came off the LP, Del Sud. Came out on Lyra, Unknown Date on that. Well, that's Sylvia Robinson of the Mickey and Sylvia's and the Sugar Hill Records of Sylvia's with the Lollipop Man, referring to Kojak. I get that off the compilation, The Mood Mosaic, Volume 5, The Super Vixens. Came out on Partners in Crime in Italy in 1997, originally released on her own Vibration label in 1977. Anyway, kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with The Orchids and Love Hit Me. The title track from the compilation of the same name came out on Ace in the UK in 2016, originally released on Decca in the UK in 1963. That was a Shel Talmy production. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Delicious.
You like it? Me.
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre.
Delicious.
I'll put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, waiter, four. Oh, keep pouring. Oh, this is oh, every night, New Year's Eve. You got it, every. Every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? Oh, it's gonna do.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Mitford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. We're also going to hear a double shot of Maxine Nightingale. Watch, you know, there's going to be about 10 people pipe up. Oh, I know a station plays a role, you know, 24 hours, 24-7. Anyway, Maxine Nightingale, we're fulfilling a worldwide hit right back where we started from, a 7-inch released on United Artists in late 1975 at the dawn of the disco era. And actually, I didn't know she was from England. I thought, you know, she's a typical U.S. Soul singer. But when you listen to the production values, you go back and you listen to the record, it makes perfect sense. Anyway, from 1969 before that, Maxine Nightingale, her version of Spinning Wheel from the MI Dreaming box set came out on RPM in the U.K. in 2017, originally released on Pi in the U.K. in 1969. Before that, Jim Backus and Friend and Delicious. A track released originally on a Jubilee label in 1958, but I'm going to lie, I got off of Frolic Diner Part 2, the CD version, came out of Romulan in 1999, and we kicked off the set, third set of the evening with the Biscaynes and the Coincidentals, with Midnight in Montevideo, from the Technicolor Paradise compilation, Rum Rhapsody and Other Exotic Delights, came out on New More Group in 2018, originally released on the Coincidental label. That's coincidental, not coincidental. coincidental label in 1962. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. He's out of Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Then why don't you kiss me like everybody else does?
Oh, You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.